from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jack Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
Fully prepared to be on the island on this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm fully prepared. Given our conversation of Friday, this came in late in the show. Friday, we went up perfect for Monday morning. Unless there's a change of heart over the weekend on anybody else's part, I am willing to be on the island. Okay. So, can't get her on?
Can't get her on. She had to go to work early for a meeting.
Oh, that's no good then.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could you leave the meeting and take this call?
She mentioned in the email that she listens to the podcast, listen, though, so.
Yeah, listen, lady, you want help her, don't you?
Yeah.
I love this, though. The email, Jasmine is her name. Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't really matter, does it? I'll cut to the chase. I'm emailing you from the bathroom at work. We have a very... It's like we're cheating on her boss. Like she's cheating on work with us. She's visiting us in secret all these different times. I'm emailing you from the bathroom at work. I have to be in a meeting in like 2 seconds. They have a lot of meetings at her work, too.
Apparently.
This has been bothering me, and I wanted a make-up or break-up for the podcast. Oh, gotcha. I've been on 5 dates with this guy, Rick. He's perfectly perfect. I love that. You know what? Can we do that for the final exam? Jasmine's boyfriend, Rick. He's what?
Perfect.
He's blankety blank.
Perfectly perfect.
He's blankety blank. He's perfectly perfect. And when I tell you that there is only one thing wrong, I mean it. And really, I understand it's not exactly him. It's me. My dad's name is also Rick, and I don't know if I can.
Oh,
a guy with the same name as my dad.
I'm sorry, it's just so funny.
It is funny. It's a lot. It's a lot funny, or not? You know who it's not funny for? Rick.
Rick. Poor Rick.
The boyfriend, not the dad. The dad, it's still fine for. No, boyfriend Rick. It's not fun.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
He probably thinks she's perfectly perfect, too.
Right.
He's just waiting for the time for, you know, where he can crack the code.
He's thinking about it all the time. He's waiting for it, anticipating.
Oh,
Netflix and chill tonight? This will be the night.
Oh, remember
that? Sorry, Rick.
Oh, remember those days?
When you anticipated it might happen?
Oh, my God. When you were, and it was just nerves and... And girls are the same way, right?
Yeah.
Because girls know they're in control.
Yeah,
girls are like, tonight's the night.
I never thought that way. It was just more of like, I'm like, oh man, am I gonna do and say the right things?
How many times have you had a guy like where you've made it obvious and you've had a guy go, nah, I'm not ready yet. Please.
I've had plenty of times where like I thought I made it obvious and homeboy didn't know the signs and I'm like, okay, like, and then you feel like, oh, well, maybe we're on different pages. Like, you know, you just don't feel, I don't know, Lil Jess, do you feel like you're in control sometimes?
I feel like I'm in control all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, we're different.
But to Chet's point, there's the difference between a man and a woman going out on a Friday night. A woman knows if she's going to get some. A guy hopes he can get some.
Banger. Truer words have never listened to the man right over there. That's knowledge, people. That's truth. Okay, so make up or break up. She doesn't think she can get over the physical hump. Huh? Hump. I didn't mean to.
How fifth grade of you.
Yeah, hump. I didn't mean to. I really didn't. I meant hump, not hump.
And then I giggle
after that. That's great.
So adorable.
I only hope that kids today still use the word hump for that because that is great.
Oh, I blame the Geico commercial.
And honestly, I believe we have found the line. I'm pretty sure we're at the line. Yeah. I don't know if we can go any further with that. Nobody say the word dry right now because that's bad.
No. Yeah, okay.
Keep those two apart.
I went through a very similar, well, I mean, I literally went through this before. With my ex, Pete, and my dad's name is Pete.
No. Okay, and I did not know this.
We dated for okay.
How long did you date?
6 weeks. Like, but y'all tell you why. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
This is so interesting to me because Jasmine has been going out with Rick, been on 5 dates. She says he is perfectly perfect. What did I say? I should write this down. What did I say the final exam
Rick,
question is?
According to Jasmine,
Rick,
is...
According to Jasmine, blankety blank. Rick, according... Can you hear him using a Sharpie? You can hear. You can actually hear that. According...
Something comforting about that noise.
It is nice. And the smell. I know it's weird. I know you're not supposed to huff pens or whatever, but like you just get a faint whiff of it. No, it's nice.
Wait, so you just hear me. Okay. According to Jasmine, what is...
Is blankety blank.
Is, according to Jasmine, is blankety blank. Eddie. That way I noticed.
I love how you're writing like giant blank Eddie.
Yeah. I wrote
really quick, I want to type it. Okay,
that's, cool. It's not as good.
No, that's fine.
It's not as good. No, but I noticed while I was like, ooh, you can hear that. I love that
I
sound.
Do love that sound too.
So... Jasmine says Rick is perfectly perfect, and she says, when I tell you there's only one thing wrong, I mean it, and it's not him, it's me. She doesn't know if she can be physical with a guy who has the same name as her dad. Boyfriend's name is Rick, dad's name is Rick.
Yeah.
And as it gets to it, so here's the thing, Jasmine, you can tell Jasmine's thought about it.
Yeah.
Jasmine's ready. Jasmine has envisioned it in her head. And in her head, she went, right? Am I right?
I'm envisioning it.
Strangely, so am I. I'm envisioning Jasmine. Jasmine's
like, call out and then.
Jasmine is very attractive. And I think she looks like a larger version of Alexis, our friend from Three Square. Because Alexis from Three Square is kind of is
she's
small.
She's like 5 foot nothing. Yeah,
she's 5 foot nothing and tiny, tiny. Yeah, Jasmine is a full size, so she's like light skinned and has curly hair.
Okay.
In my mind, Jasmine. Yeah, she's like 5'6". Let's not.
Okay.
She's being Amazon. I'm just kidding.
It's 5'8".
No, I'm joking. How tall are you?
I'm 5'6", 5'7".
What?
Yeah, 5'7" in a good day.
Yeah, she's your height. Jasmine's your height.
Gotcha.
But Jasmine is thinking about it, and somewhere in the midst of thinking about it, it crossed her mind that she might go, oh, Rick, and went, oh, no.
No, oh,
oh no.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, no.
And there's a picture of dad's face.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Again, 702-364-9898. If you have any thoughts, is this a makeup or breakup? And have you been in a similar situation where you needed to... where you needed to make a change or a move or how did you handle it? And strangely enough, Kayla, you have had this situation.
So my dad's name is Pete.
Yes.
And I dated a guy by the name of Pete who I have known for years. And we've always been back in the day, we were always like super attracted to each other.
I don't mean how far did you get by third base, but how far did you get in the relationship?
But no, it sets up the point though. It's like we were super attracted to each other for years. And then as soon as we started dating, it was uber weird because I'm like, Pete, and then my dad would go, oh, hey, and I'm like, oh, no, don't respond to that. That's so weird because I don't call my dad Pete, obviously. I call him Dad.
No, yeah, but that part, I don't know that matters.
I didn't think it would matter, and then all of a sudden, and now there's the idea of, but I'm like, and then, yeah, so we could never be like that. We could never be physical.
Are you on the breakup train?
I'm on the breakup train.
You've changed your position since Friday. We're on the island together.
Yay!
Who would have believed it?
Both are ridiculous and belong on the island together.
I'll build the fire, don't worry.
Why?
Because there's easy workarounds.
Half.
Like what?
Well, I don't want to steal the thunder from anybody else.
Okay,
you know what? Fair enough.
Thank you, sir.
I have some solutions.
Fair enough. You know what? Thank you for that.
Well played,
sir. It was a strong move by a teammate. Thank you. Danny would like to join us on the island.
So maybe it's you on the island.
I'm shocked. Now I'm shocked. I thought I was going to be alone. Now I've got two friends. Somebody's getting eaten, by the way, and it's not going to be me.
Right.
Danny, you say breakup as well.
Yeah, man. I can't. See, my personal, I can't do that thing either. Like, if she has my mom's name, even if you go try to go around it and say, hey, babe, or like when you're, like, you're doing the hibbity-dibbity and you're like, hey, mom, and you're like, not mom, but your mom's name, you can't do it.
No, I'm with you.
So funny.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and blow up my point right now. I'm with Danny on that because it doesn't matter if you have your workaround. And you call them by a different name or what or whatever. Hang on, like Jeanette, you say make up and do what?
And maybe use his middle name.
Right, but in the back of your mind, you know you're living a lie.
No, come on. If she really feels this way about this guy, then she's got to figure out some way to mentally overcome it. And if maybe his middle name, or even like the previous caller saying nickname, I just don't understand it.
Kayla?
Not having a relationship, physical relationship with your parents.
I got you.
But
I got you. Thank you, Jeanette.
They're early enough into the relationship where they're only 5 dates in. Isn't this, if she knows it ooks her out and it's weird, this is the perfect time to break up, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And are you going to get past that? I mean, honestly, are you going to get past that?
Like, I call everyone buddy. I'm like, buddy, buddy, buddy. And my boyfriend's name happens to be Buddy. So I call him Bubs at home, but it's still kind of weird at times that people think I'm talking to him.
So you think you're doing it with the whole world?
Yeah, basically. It feels a little cheat-worthy.
No, are you making that up?
No, I do feel weird that I have to like change the way I talk to people sometimes.
So when you're with Buddy, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Does your mind flash to who you called Buddy earlier that day?
No, it hasn't gotten that bad. Which, oh my God. Now it's going to happen to me. Spence, you jinxed me.
Excuse me. Spence is waiting patiently.
Can I just say the two words you said earlier, perfectly perfect. You're going to overlook all of that for that.
Julie's saying amen right now on the phone. Huh, Julie?
Amen. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, but you don't find that many perfectly perfect men out there anymore, and you're going to let them go? You let him slip through your fingers because of his name? Get over it.
Well, Julie, maybe he's not so perfectly perfect. Maybe this is the part of him that is not perfect.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she said that this is the one thing.
Yeah,
the
one thing.
She did. Good. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I'm having such a hard time. I'm listening to you guys driving to work, and I'm just going, holy cow, you serious?
Those are our favorite listeners.
Perfect man.
Yeah, this is why your girlfriend is single, by the way, and will always be.
Always find something wrong.
Julie, we love you. Have a great day. Drive safe, okay?
All right.
No, I get how frustrating it is. Oh, Drea's been in the situation.
Drea?
Hi.
That's your,
Hi.
Yeah, Hi. That's your, no, that's your cue. You've been in the situation. How similar of a situation have you been in?
My ex-husband, not only does he have the same name as my dad, but the same birthday. And it's never bothered me because, one, my ex-husband, I just gave him a nickname and I never called him that. And my dad was dad. This is like the most pettiest thing ever.
No way. I'd break. You know what? Honestly, I'd break up and I would burn your house down.
Well, I mean, I kind of wish I would have thought this way because he is my ex-husband now. So maybe.
See? Right. It's a sign. The universe was trying to tell you.
I love the morning zoo.
Oh,
love
you're
you.
The sweetest. Thank That's you, Drea. Hilarious. Have a great day.
So with this situation, in this situation, would this help or hurt? Instead of calling him by his name, which is your father's name, what if you just called him Daddy?
Ew, gross. What's wrong with you?
Does that help?
Don't laugh at it. How many times do I have to tell you?
I try not to laugh at it. Just when you say it in your head and I'm looking at my boyfriend's face and I'm like, Daddy.
But now you've encouraged him.
And by
He's
the way,
do that again.
Buddy's listening going, oh, I wish she would do that. Why won't she do that?
Please.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.